I'm Greg Yoder with Mission Network News. There's been another challenge to InterVarsity Christian Fellowship, this time at the University of Michigan in Ann Arbor. InterVarsity's Greg Howe says,
at the beginning of January, the university revoked our recognition on campus, prohibited us from using rooms for meetings and other kind of student access things.
On Monday,
we met with the university to express our concern about that. And at that point, the university offered to give us recognition as an exception to their non-discrimination policy.
InterVarsity wants the university to guarantee religious groups the freedom to choose their own leaders. There's more at missionnetworknews.org. Elsewhere, Kenya is at a crossroads. The first election under Kenya's new constitution will take place March 4th. But there's pressure to keep Islam and Sharia law as influential forces. Open Doors USA says religious freedom hangs in the balance. Ask the Lord to guide the election process. Pray harassment against Christians would stop. And one of every five people in the world lives in China and speaks Mandarin. Ron Hutchcraft of Ron Hutchcraft Ministry says airing their radio program there could reach millions for Christ.
The Chinese culture is a storytelling culture. This story-based format that leads to the gospel and to scripture could have a really powerful impact on people in China. Our prayer is that this might help introduce many to our Lord.
It's going to take your help for them to hear about Jesus. Are you willing? Find a link at missionnetworknews.org. Pray enough funding would be provided to start the program. Mission Network News is a daily news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. Want to inspire kids in your life to love the Bible? Faith Comes By Hearing is making available the Kids Bible, audio dramas of your favorite Old and New Testament stories. Get your free Kids Bible MP3 CD. Just call 1-800-995-4828 or click on the link like many others have at missionnetworknews.org. I'm Greg Yoder.